This is VOA News. I'm Nabil Biagio. China's defense minister on Sunday acknowledged the importance of newly renewed military-to-military communications with the United States as tensions escalate in the Asia-Pacific, while at the same time accusing Washington of causing the friction with its support for Taiwan and the Philippines. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
Dong insisted that China's strategic culture is anchored in universal love and non-aggression before threatening the Philippines, which has grown rapidly pro-American since the election of Ferdinand Marcos Jr. in 2022. Since territorial hostilities with China surged last year in the South China Sea, Marcos Jr.'s administration has taken steps to forge new security alliances with a number of Asian and Western countries and allowed a larger U.S. military presence in more Philippine bases under a 2014 defense pact. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu faces growing pressure from U.S. President Joe Biden after U.S. President Joe Biden described a proposed agreement to end the fighting in Gaza. Many Israelis are urging Benjamin Netanyahu to embrace the deal, but far-right allies threaten to collapse his government if he does. Netanyahu is calling a permanent ceasefire in Gaza a non-starter until long-standing conditions for ending the war are met. A huge demonstration Saturday night in Israel, led by families of hostages held by Hamas, is urging the government to act now. Mediators, the U.S., Egypt, and Qatar say the proposed deal, quote, offers a roadmap for a permanent ceasefire and ending the crisis. This is VOA News. After his historic guilty verdict, Donald Trump attacked the U.S. criminal justice system. He made unfounded claims of a rigged trial that echoed remarks from the Kremlin. Former senior White House National Security Advisor Fiona Hill and other analysts say Trump's attacks could be useful to Russian President Vladimir Putin and other autocrats. Those leaders hope to boost their standing among their own citizens, potentially sway the upcoming U.S. presidential election in which Trump is the presumptive Republican nominee, and undermine the United States' global influence. Trump still faces cases in three states and the federal government, but they are not expected to be decided before the U.S. election in November, so all eyes are on the fallout from Thursday's verdict. Todd Belt, professor and director of the Political Management Master's Program at George Washington University, explains to VOA's Carol Van Damme what the 34 convictions against Trump were all about and how much impact they may have on the election.
The conviction of Donald Trump rested upon two important pieces, and that was the fact that there were falsification of business documents and that the president had done that in order to engage in electoral malfeasance. So in order to prove those two things, there were a number of different charges against him that had to be brought together. But most of these are actually individual charges for each of the different payments that he made to Michael Cohen. This is absolutely historical. We've never had anything like this happen in U.S. history. Donald Trump can absolutely still run. He is likely to be the nominee. I don't think that's going to change at all. He has as many delegates as he needs to secure the nomination at the convention. And what we've seen with Donald Trump is he is a master of taking bad politics and turning it into good news for him.
Todd Belt, professor of political management. Some parents in South Sudan say the arrival of a new malaria vaccine Friday could save lives. A medical director at the Sabah Children's Hospital says cases of malaria have been on the rise in the capital, Juba, as we hear from Manyang David Mayar in Juba.
Al Sabah Children's Hospital in Juba is struggling to treat many children lying on the floor of the crowded wards. Dr. Omawa Angelo, the hospital's acting medical director, says malaria cases are increasing daily.
Every day we receive like 500 children in a day. We admitted like 50 patients in a day. So most of the patients that we admitted have severe malaria.
South Sudan received 645,000 doses of the R21 Matrix-M vaccine, which will be used as part of routine childhood immunization.
Manyang David Mayar reporting in Juba, in Washington. Nabil Biagio.